The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Dear ones, dear friends, near and far, we invite you into this service of ordered public worship upon the second Sunday of Advent, a day of holy sacrament and a holy meal upstairs, and for those who are able to stay following worship, a rather more humble secular meal downstairs for luncheon. We invite you to come and enjoy the community of the congregation following worship. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. As we are able, may we stand in the praise of God. Together may we pray. Merciful God, who sent your messengers, the prophets, to preach repentance and prepare the way for our salvation, give us grace to heed their warnings and forsake our sins, that we may greet with joy the coming of Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin, and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love towards us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen. The peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
May we exchange signs of his peace.
Please be seated. A lesson from the book of Isaiah, chapter 11, verses 1 through 10. A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see or decide by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and the little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat the straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. On that day, the root of Jesse shall stand as a signal to the peoples. The nation shall inquire of him, and his dwelling shall be glorious. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. A lesson from St. Paul's Epistle to the Romans, chapter 15, verses 4 through 13. For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, so that by steadfastness and by the encouragement of the scriptures we might have hope. May the God of steadfastness and encouragement grant you to live in harmony with one another, in accordance with Christ Jesus, that together you with one voice will glorify God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome one another, therefore, just as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God. For I tell you that Christ has become a servant of the circumcised on behalf of the truth of God in order that he might confirm the promises given to the patriarchs and in order that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, therefore, I will confess you among the Gentiles and sing praises to your name. And again, he says, rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and let all the peoples praise him. And again, Isaiah says, the root of Jesse shall come, the one who rises to rule the Gentiles. In him the Gentiles shall hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please join me in reading responsively verses from Psalm 72 with the antiphon. Give the king your justice, O God, and your righteousness to a king's son. May he judge your people with righteousness and your poor with justice. May the mountains yield prosperity for the people and the hills in righteousness. May he defend the cause of the poor of the people, give deliverance to the needy, and crush the oppressor. May he live while the sun endures, and as long as the moon throughout all generations. May he be like rain that falls on the mown grass, like showers that water the earth. In his days may righteousness flourish and peace abound until the moon is no more. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who alone does wondrous things. Blessed be his glorious name forever. May his glory fill the whole earth.
I will give my soul to the grave.
Now, siblings in Christ, please rise as you are able for the singing of the Gloria Patri, the reading of the Gospel, and the singing of the hymn.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Matthew, chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. Glory to you, O Lord. In those days, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." This is the one of whom the prophet Isaiah spoke when he said, "The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." Now John wore clothing of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then the people of Jerusalem and all Judea were going out to him and all the region along the Jordan, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers! Who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit worthy of repentance. Do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and will gather his wheat into the granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
We gather at the table of the Lord to receive together the Holy Sacrament in remembrance and in thanksgiving and in presence. For we believe in God who has created and is creating, who has come in the true person, Jesus, to reconcile and make new, who works in us and others by the Spirit. We trust in God. God calls us to be the church, the body of Christ, to celebrate Christ's presence, to love and serve others, to seek justice and resist evil, to proclaim Jesus crucified and risen, our judge and our hope. In life, in death, in life beyond death, God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Do you remember those early Sunday mornings through all of COVID when at 8 in the morning we gathered on a windswept plaza to hear the gospel and sing the hymns and face off the fierce cold? April of 2021 was one of the coldest days known to man, but we worshiped together. Do you remember we committed ourselves to live with St. Paul, his 13 admonitions? Let love be genuine, hate what is evil, hold fast what is good, love one another with mutual affection, outdo one another in showing honor, never lag in zeal, be ardent in spirit, serve the Lord, rejoice in your hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer, contribute to the needs of the saints, practice hospitality. And so now here we are, comfortable, underneath the common roof, with a warm, well-lit sanctuary, and a place to be together in more comfort, with remembrance and with thanksgiving and with presence. The sacrament of Holy Communion brings a dimension of remembrance to us, but it's not just at the table. Remembrance carries forward into life, into culture, into society, all together. Wednesday evening, some of you were there, we gathered outside of City Hall as the rain fell and the flood came and the wind blew and beat upon that house, but it did not fall. There were hundreds there waiting for two from across the great ocean, William and Catherine, to speak, and there was delay. Then there was a youth choir, wonderful. Then the voice of our current mayor, wonderful. Then the voice of our future governor, beautiful. And then a moment. William and Catherine coming forward, bringing us a reminder of who we are, perhaps who we are at our best. Citing John Fitzgerald Kennedy, no, not pay any price, bear any burden, support any friend, oppose any foe. No, not profile, encourage, not the torch has been passed to a new generation, but rather, we choose to go to the moon not because it is easy, but because it is hard. They brought us, as does the table of the Lord, a remembrance of who we are at our, perhaps at our best selves. But there's another dimension as well. Not just religion and not just culture, but faith. Many of us are here today and listening today because we yearn, we aspire to have our faith quickened, to have a personal dimension of faith that is reliable. My friend says that faith is the positive answer to the question whether life has meaning. Faith is the positive answer to the question whether life has meaning. And we are ready to receive that gift. Now, faith is not a work. It's not an accomplishment. It's not a labor. Faith is a gift. We receive it in remembrance. We also today receive at this table a sense of thanksgiving. After all, Eucharist means thanksgiving. Later on, we'll go downstairs to a nicely prepared lunch. We're going to remember one of our colleagues who's gone into retirement. We're going to miss her, but you know, she was one of the first whom I hired here in 2007, a few weeks ago. And she, over time, the Reverend Dr. Victoria Gaskell, brought dimensions of thanksgiving, anointing during communion and following, a recognition of Blue Christmas year by year, attendance at the depression screening that the university offers and support for that, and a personal love of the Psalms. Even those that are a little less than lovely, she found a way to love. There was a thanksgiving there, and we shall celebrate and honor that today. We are here to recall what the apostle wrote. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. Isaiah wrote, they shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy hill. It seems so improbable. In this era of pollution and pandemic and Putin and politics and pistols and prejudice and pain and all, such an aspiration. The earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord. And yet, there is the high hope, the lingering hopefulness. Suffering produces endurance, endurance produces character, character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint. Hope is the negation of negation. We receive yes in religion and yes in community, but also, especially in this season of preparation, in respect of, in regard for personal faith. Faith, said Luther, is a walk in the dark. But faith is a step each day and each Lord's day toward a fuller sense of love and joy and peace. And to that end, together, not alone, together, we commit ourselves. We also at this table receive not just remembrance and thanksgiving, but a sense, a real sense of presence. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Whither shall I flee from thy presence? In our Methodist tradition, we don't speak so much of trans or consubstantiation, but about the real presence, which John Wesley taught and affirmed. Present here and now, hic et nunc, for each and every one of us. And not just religiously, but in the culture around us. Thanks to the generosity and a gift of a friend, last Sunday afternoon, we went to hear the Messiah sung in a full symphony hall, hundreds, thousands there to stand for the Hallelujah chorus. Beautiful orchestra, familiar and beautiful chorus and choristers, many of whom we've known right in these pews. And the whole stretch of nearly 3 hours, next to us in the dark sat a fine family from New Hampshire, mother and father and two daughters, 4 and 7, 4 and 8, who could tell? And we greeted and complimented their lovely family, and she said, well, we'll see how long this lasts. Keep us in prayer. Those two were good as gold, good as gold. And during part the first, the four-year-old climbed her way up onto her mom's lap. And in part the second, she began to nod her head as the music cascaded. And in part the third, having watched the conductor, she decided to conduct herself and began to conduct with her index finger right along with the music at every point. You can't tell me there was not a sense, for all of the hurts of life, a sense of real presence there. We need John the Baptist every Advent, every year. We don't get to Christmas without Advent, and we don't get to Jesus without John the Baptist, the roiling River Jordan, where he stands saying, I baptize with water, but one comes after me who will baptize with the Holy Spirit and fire, with a sense, a lasting sense of presence. So Matthew will teach in just a couple of chapters about this presence. Blessed are the poor in spirit, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, they shall see God. Blessed are the merciful, they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for justice's sake. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Remembrance, thanksgiving, presence, true in all of the sacramental moments, whether it's baptism or confirmation or marriage or ordination or unction or the Eucharist itself. We are given this triune set of gifts, and for that we are lastingly, lastingly thankful. Beloved, with you today I lift mine eyes to the hills. From whence shall my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade upon your right hand. The sun shall not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Let us pray. In remembrance, O Lord, grant us thy peace. In thanksgiving, O Lord, grant us thy peace. In presence, O Lord, grant us thy peace. Amen.
Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God.
Amen.
within us, the fellowship among us, and thy love that surrounds us, we give thee thanks, O Lord. Bless these gifts and the givers, we pray, in Christ. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through your prophets, who looked for that day when justice shall roll down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream, when nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ, whom you sent in the fullness of time to be a light to the nations. You scatter the proud in the imagination of their hearts, and have mercy on those who fear you from generations to generations. You put down the mighty from their thrones and exalt those of low degree. You fill the hungry with good things, and the rich you send empty away. Your own Son came among us as a servant to be Emmanuel, your presence with us. He humbled himself in obedience to your will and freely accepted death on a cross. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, till Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Now, with the confidence of children of God, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Lord, who take this away,
We pray together. Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord.
Thank you.
Christ, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Spirit be and abide with each one of us now and forever. Amen.